Now, you never can explain this image, so you have to know the gene of Kol Kogua. Ki Mechza or Mechza Dom. Now that's our work in Parubes. I mean, in the field of art, you hold the parts from the other parts. Now suppose you have in marketplace, you have 10 stores. 9 stores sell kosher meat. And 1 store sells in beer. And then somebody found a Kichas Bosor near the store, in the marketplace, near the store. The question is, that Kichas Bosor came from one of the 9 stores that sell kosher, or it came, it was bought in the 1 store that sells in there. So then we can take it for granted that it came from the 9 stores, from one of the 9 stores that have kosher, because called the Torah, Yehuda Torah, that's called Ruda Yisikamor, the Lionel. But suppose a person bought in one of the 10 stores, and he doesn't know in which store he bought. So since the Sokhi originated in the Kriyas of Yisrael, where is the Kriyas of Yisrael? Where is the place of Yisrael? The stores. So one store is a store that has Yisrael. 9 stores are stores that have Heter. Since the Sopik originated in the Kriyas of Yisrael, in the King of Yisrael, and he doesn't know which store he bought, so then we say, Kol Kovua Ki Mechtal Mechtal. Here we don't say Kol the Porish Mechtal the Porish. Only if he found it Porish from the King of Yisrael. In the street, near the stores, in the marketplace, near the stores. But if the Sopik arose in the King of Yisrael itself, he bought in the store. He doesn't know in which store, so we don't say Hope, and we say Kol Kovua Ki Mechtal Mechtal. It's not something that could be understood with your logic. From the point of view of pure logic, it shouldn't make any difference. It's in both cases, it's 9 chances against 1. But it's exhaust akosu. We learn it out from posit to oravlei. So, I mean, it's exhaust akosu. It's not to be understood through logic. Anyway, so that's the thing of Kol Kovua. Test ziburim shel matzo be echot shel chometz. Suppose we have 9 pieces, particles of bundles of matzah of non chometz, and 1 bundle is of chometz. Ubo arbo inotal tole yodanu inotal chometz o inotal matzo v'nichnes lebayis bodu. If we knew that he took chometz, so then we don't have to make another search in the house. It was already in that. But if he took the chometz and he came into the bayis bodik with the chometz bundle, so he certainly left crumbs of that chometz bundle in the bayis. So if not for the Alochet Kol Kovua Ki Mechtal Mechtal Domo, we would say it's 9 chances against 1. We rely on Rob. But since the Sopik originated in Kina, he said in the Kina Kriyas, so in Mele we say Kol Kovua Ki Mechtal Mechtal Domo, and it's a Sopik, and in Mele he has to debate it again. So, Lazar, but you in Akika Kopi, שיוכל האח, האב או לאחר, תאוינו להוקר שאוכל לבנצוח לבי. So we learned that already. In other words, if it is in a place where the Henry's or Eichel's, so it's likely to eat it up, so we say, Sokik, הקורב לבדה, is made similarly Sokik. So here too, now the Mechaber is Mamshech. שכל הקבוע כמחצו, why do you have to take it again at all? It's 9 chances against 1. שכל הקבוע כמחצו, על מחצו, in Pirishaki Gamkin Kiyose, but suppose the teacher was the youth from the King Kiyos, in Netli Arbo Mishon, so then the Sophic did not originate in the King Kiyos of nine Siburi Matze and Yachot Chomet, but it arose away from the Mikim Akhias. And the Shaila is, this Kikar that was removed from the original place, which Kikar was it? Was the Chomet Kikar or was it the Matze Kikar? So then he applied Aloche, all the Polish, never the Polish. The Imperish Akikar came to Yose, not the Abin Shom, in Tzorek Laz of Elidin, the Holy Polish Mughal Fons. Tes Sibur in Echo Shal Chomet Echo Shal Mat. Beis, I'm sorry, Beis Sibur, Echo Shal Chomet Echo Shal Mat. U Beis Bodi, Echo Bodi, Kve Echo Chayin U Bodi. U Boru Shnei Aborin, Zenot Al Chomet, Zenot Al Mat. Ve Yadu Alein Ze Bais Nichnas. So, one pile, one bundle, was brought into the Bais Boduk and one was brought into the Bais Sheina Boduk. The question is, which was brought in which house? Was the Matzah brought in the Bais Boduk and the Chometz Boduk and the Bais Sheina Boduk? So then there is no problem. The Bais Sheina Boduk has to be searched anyway, or vice versa. When you do a lazy bias, you can't say that to a homet. You can't say that you can't see the rachot of homet. You don't want to go out of no power. When you do a lazy bias, you can't say that 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 you can't so it doesn't have to be baited again. Why? Because we rely on Chazokim. Kach in Divrei HaRambam, the Rambam says. Kach in Divrei HaRambam. So he says, Abu Maskonis HaPoskim Eimekim. Kiniach Tes Kitres Chomets Umotzo Yud. Suppose he left nine bundles of chometz and then he found 10 bundles. So that means that somebody brought in some mele. We have the chesheish. The chesheish maybe all the test was spread out in the house, so he has to, because we say that these are others, and other sins, we found 10, and when we left only 9, so that means a certain person brought them come, when we don't know. So when where are the tests, the 9 that were left, maybe a chulde, I mean another animal, I mean that I'm not in the house, so they dug them away. So he has to search for all the night. The chini miyachasor umototes, suppose he left 10 bundles, and then he found 9. So nidei achakolayu, so he cannot take it for granted. Since he found 9, so that means only one of the 10 bottles of chametz was moved away, and he has to search for it. But the 9, that's it, does he say? No, we say that there is a possibility that maybe the 9 that he found are 9 other bundles. Somebody must have come in. So maybe the 9 are under bottles. So, and where are the 10 that are left? It's in the house somewhere. So the male has to look for it. The chenim niyach hasoro mozites sofritit ha-hakol ha-yud shoneinu mashuniyach notal ve'ilu achirim ve'yei shenoim hanim yile bikshurim yachat. If all the bundles were tied together, So since they were tied together, so somebody took one, he took all of them. He took all of them. Avol Shumi Ahad, if they're not tied together, so then we don't have the Chayshish. Maybe he took all of them. After all, we have no reason that he took all of them. He found nine, some in Tzorech Lidik, Elo Acharech. Miach Homet Bizov Yezu, Umotso Bizov Yisacheres. So then we don't assume that it's the same piece of Homet and somebody moved it to the other place. But we are Chayshish. Maybe this is a different piece of Homet. Somebody bought it. Say, things who be homeworking their shoes say, Chayav V'Bach. Now the Gemara says, M'sachem, Chayav V'Chomet, so, Chayav V'Chomet, Avar V'Chomet Shal Acherim V'Shal V'Veya. But that's only if we Kibir Olam Achayes. If Kibir Olam Achayes, so then, he's Eva Bavirol, if an Akum, an Ochem, was mafkid, the Chomet would be Yisrael, and Yisrael was Mikabel Achayes, so then he's Eva Bavirol. Then it's considered the city that being his Chomet. Now there's a Machlokes Rishonim, Ad and Tri, what kind of Achayes is required in order that he should be Eva Bavirol. So the Tri says, because of the Lashon HaRoah, keeping the Midna B'Mevet, in other words, only Achayes of Kneya Baveda, but Achayes for Pshia is not enough to be Mechayev in the world. And our Rebbe says that even Achayes for Pshia is enough. Now, so the Shulchan Aruch mentions both things. Any Yehudi Shehit Kit Chemtzei is of Yisrael, Imu Chayev Bach Yosei Mekneya Baveda, Bein Shehu Bidei Sei, Bein Shehu Bichol Mokim Gershu Sei, Chayev Levar, Vafiru Chozar, Vikide Viyad Eni Yehudi Acher. As long as the Jew was Mekabu Achayes, even though he deposited with another boy, but he still ate a Balion. So the first lesson is in accordance with the Shite that in order to be Eva Bariroi Bar Motzei, he has to be Mikabu Achayes for Bnei Avedim. The Bahak Shite is that even Pshia, so makes him Mechuye Eveya in Bariroi Bar Motzei. The Yeshem Rim, there's a second lesson. Sha'afilein Yelo Balashim Mechinam, Sha'chayev B'Pshia, Chayev Mibar, even the Kabbalah Achayes was only for Pshia. But then the Gemara says that Chode said, Biru Bnei Chayre, in the Chuzet, in the Taich. In other words, the Malchu, the Melech used to place soldiers in the homes of the Jews. So they had their Chometz, the soldiers. So Rabbi told them that they have to be Mevayah the Chometz, because in case it gets lost or it's stolen, so then the Melech will keep the owners of the house the responsible for the Chometz. So Mele Dar Ebi Abadi Roy. So some Rishonim say there was Kabbalah Achayes, or at least the Din of the Malchuset. The Shittes HaRambam is even without Kabbalah Achayes, and even without it in the Malchus, the fact that the Mitzias will be held responsible, so that makes him either in the Roy Bar Motzei. According to the Rambam, if let's say a racketeer, a goy racketeer will bring in the Chometz into a Jew's home and he will say, I'm keeping it in your house, and in case it gets lost, you'll have to pay for it. He was not Mikabe, nothing, just an anus. But the fact is that in case it gets lost, he'll be held responsible. He'll have to pay for it, whether they like it or not. Some mail is either by your own. There's a Shikas Aram. The Raivet is Chalik. But the Mechaber says,
ואפילו בנחי בחי עושה בדינו שדי ישרים יהודי ערב he's just a brute ויחפיו נשאלי הם ירפוס לטפי אם ידעד ישחי פריבר ויש חלק דרי ודשחי הם דהולדו בי the Dead Gemara is reference to a case where the host won the Tabrachayas, but Stam, if he's forced to pay, then he's not here by the way. Vim in the Chayev Achri Yosef, in the Chayev Yivar. Suppose he's not Chayev Achayas, the Jew, for the Chomet of the Goy, so in the Chayev Yivar, he's not in the Chayev Yivar, because Shulchoy Atoreyeh, but Atoreyeh Shalachayeh, אפילו עם קודש תחס יובי כגן שהוא גייטש now the Rambam explains קודש תחס יובי תחומים זה גייטש he's showing of the hotter so he's more under control of the Jew so still he, if he wasn't he, the Jew wasn't in Kabul Achayis so he's not even on the road the Tzori Chlasis Lutonov Mechitze Gobei Ayut Fochim כדי שלא ישכח ויחלם אם בו הוא איזנת חי בחייס שמנוי לא איזנת אלו ברוי but he has to set up in the חיצה because of the way אם otherwise he might forget ואין יהודי שאיניח חומץ בידי ישחוי ולא רשושי אין את יונטב he cannot set up in the חיצה so keep all of good he got to be יונטב אבל הוא כבי יונטב so that is the חיצה אין היהודי שנכנס לבייס ישראל וכן צביעודל the goy comes into Jewish home and he has a sandwich in his hand to me zocher for his ear so he doesn't have to tell him please don't bring it in here because he's not either by the oil af al pi shal Yisrael rei ha-chomes en yehudi because when the Torah says when the oil of ha-chomes rei ha-chosei ha-chol b'ucha so he doesn't mean see it means it shouldn't be in your possession אין בכך לא אבל עושה על העלי שאימי על השולחון ואפילו בהפסק מפו so in other words one is not alive let's say if a Jew and the Goy work in the same factory and then the Goy has a sandwich of hummus and he eats this is lunch he eats it on the table, the Jew is not allowed to eat at the same table matzah. Well, even if there is a hepsit. Why? Because by chometz we are geizeya. Vafilu, aval osel ha-leisi mira shulchon, vafilu behepsit mapo. So, even though in regard to bosor and cholot, so the halacha is that one Jew who eats bosor and the other Jew who eats cholot, so if they put a hepsik as a simen so they allow you to eat the bosor and the cholov at the same table but with gabi chometz we are more cheshish because chometz asas even the mash so by bosor the cholov if it one of the bosor will fall into the top shield of the cholov or vice versa so it will come bottle machine can hear if one comet chometz will fall into the tapshul of the Jews, so it will be osa. So mele, it's osa to eat at the same table with the goy chometz, even with the hepsek mapa. Yisroel, shehivkit chemtzei, it's a Yisroel chaveret. If a Yisroel deposited chometz with another Jew, or yitzel in a Yehudi, or with an ochri, afal pi shekibur of amivkit achrayes, Eber Olov, now here, there are two Yosefs. The original GSA is Abba Mafkit. So that means even the Mafkit. But the Nifket is also Eber. The Nifket is a Jew, but the Nifket is a Jew, I'm trying to say. So, and then you get the GSA, gets the that Abba Mafkit is the Gersa in the original text. However, the Rivush struck out the Af, and his Gera is Eber Olov Amafkit. In other words, the Nifket is not Eber. Now that has to do with this Siv Dalet, has to do with the Rosh at the beginning of Pesachim. The Rosh at the beginning of Pesachim mentions in the name of the Gemin that he, a Jew, deposited Chometz with a Goy or with another Jew, and the Goy or the other Jew was Mikabla Chayes. So the Gemin say, inasmuch as he was Mikabel Achayes, so Mimele, he is not, so the owner of the Chometz, the Mapkit, is not even Bar Yoel, because you hear the fact that another person is responsible for it, and it will not be his loss, so Mimele, it's not Bershus. It's not Bershus. That's what the game is. And Rabbi Yehine and the Rosh are both Chayev. And they say that the fact that somebody else is Chayev and Achrayes for the Chometz is not a Hafkoye from the Rishus of the owner. So easy. Now, so the Mechada Paskins like Rabbi Yehine and the Rosh. So he says, Yisrael Shehit Kifchamtze Yitzel Yisrael Chaberei O Yitzel Yehine Yehudi after Bishop Kibirov and Yifket Achayes. So we don't say like Gaming that this is Afkoye of basic, the fact that somebody else is Chayev in Achayes and it's not the loss of the owner. So Eber of Amavit. But in the original text it was written Eber of Avamavit. And the Beragila says that this is the right verse because the nifket is also evil. The nifket is certainly evil. This is the pshat in the chada, because the nifket was mitabla chayes. If the nifket is a Jew, so the nifket is certainly evil, because the nifket was mitabla chayes. But the Mechaber tells us that the Mafki, the owner, even though it's not his loss, the Nifket is responsible for it, so it's still considered the Shusei of the owner also. But the Nifket is Eva Bar Yoel because he was Mechaber Achayes. The Rivush takes out the Af and he says Eva Olav Mafki, but the Nifket is Eva. The Nifket is Eva, the Nifket is not Eva. Why isn't the Nifket Eva? What's the Pshat in the Rivush? So Rabbi Yehuda in Zagoyes and Shpano, he explains it because since the Nifket is a Jew and it's also Banoye, and it's also Banoye too, some Mele, it's not worth anything. So what does it mean he is Mikabel Achayes? What does it mean he is Mikabel Achayes? He's a Jew and he's also Banoye, some Mele, he doesn't have the Shavias, so it's not hard to say that he's Mikabel Achayes. Anyway, but most Mesikalim say that the right Gersa is, as it is written, Eber Olav Mafkit. In other words, not only, the Mafkit is Eber and the Nifket is also Eber. Any Yehudi should hear the Yisrael al-Hamzei if the Nochri lent money to a Jew and the Jew turned over Chometz as security for the loan Umishkinei B'yadei, and the Mashkin was given, was turned over to the Nochri. The Yisrael was the borrower, the Amalek, and the Jew, the Yisrael, said to the lender, to the Goy, Li'achsho fihei shalcho, im li'etcholoch lizman plein. If I don't pay up the debt by this and this day, so then title in the Chometz will become vested in you retroactively. Vigias Mandalator. Let's say the Knai was that if the debt is not paid up within 30 days, then title in the bags of Chometz, in the boxes of Chometz, will become vested. Will become vested in the gold. And then the 30 days elapsed and the Jew did not comply with the agreement. He had not paid up the debt. So that means the title to the Chometz had been vested retroactively in the goy, in the lender. So during Pesach, who had title to the Chometz? The goy, not the Jew. So maybe it's not Chometz of Yisrael Shavar Ova Pesach, it's Chometz of Goy Shavar Ova Pesach. So the Diazman reported a reason with that. But you lose Diazman Shikob Adachar Pesach. Suppose he says, if you don't pay up the debt within 30 days, and the 30 days expire after Pesach, but that doesn't matter, because then retroactively is determined the title to the Chometz had been vested in the goy. The Mishigi Azman v'ripore nikna lei lemafreya v'hava lechente shalim Yehud. Now the other, the converse. Yisroel shehirvo leine Yehudi alchente. If the Yisroel is the lender and he lent money to a Nochri and the Nochri turned over his Chometz to the Yisroel as security. And the same kind of stipulation. In Mashkene B'yodei, in other words, it was turned over, the Chometz was turned over to the Jew as security. V'yomalei miyachsho, and the goy, the original owner of the Chometz, said, if I don't pay it up within that and that time, so then title to the Chometz will have been vested in you retroactively, Domoy Nachshon. The idea is man at Racha Pesach the late Kore, Afroinach Yusyala, even though he didn't assume responsibility, the Jew. Also, because if the Goy didn't pay up the debt, so then according to the agreement, title to the Chometz was vested retroactively in the Jew. So during Pesach, who was the owner of the Chometz? The Jew. So was he. Also, Mishum Dikonolei Yomafreya. Avolim Loyomalim Achshop. Only if he said, in case I don't pay up the debt, then title to the Chometz will have been vested retroactively in you, in the Israel. But suppose he didn't say Me'achshop. So during Pesach, who was the owner of the Chometz? The goy, somebody is not even by the way. Avu lo nachsho, v'in achiyasi alo, muta. In Tarubes Chometz. Tarubes Chometz. Even a lot which in Balgeroye, Balgeroye. Now I just want to give a small introduction. In order to understand the Dinim Shchono. In the Mishneh, in the Gemara, the beginning of Perkei Avim, so mentions a machlokes between the Rabbanon and the Elazar, as whether there is love deraisa in eating Taruvas Chometz. Now, so all the Rishonim except the Rambam, they say that the machlokes between the Chachomim and the Rebbe Elazar has reference to a case where there is no kazayis b'di achilas pras in the Taruvas. Kazayis b'di achilas pras means, now, in order that a kazayis should be tzure, suppose somebody eats, let's say,
kazayis chayav. But he needs, let's say, half a kazayis now, and then the other half of the kazayis 5 minutes later. So the halacha is, if the time element in which he ate the kazayis from the beginning of the kazayis till the end of the kazayis is so long that one could eat a pras is a chotzi kikya. Now it's a machlekes tanoim in the days in Arabi, whether it a pras is dalet beitzim or a pras a chotzi kikya is gimel beitzim. Machlekes reshenim how we pasku. Rashi paskens that it's dalet beitzim. The Rambam paskens is gimel beitzim. So whatever pras is, so that's the time that it takes to eat up, let's say, dalet beitzim, gimel beitzim. According to the Chasam Sefer, so it's 9 minutes. I mean the other show. So in order that the kazayi should be mitzureh, it has to be eaten up within the time that is required for another beini to eat dalet beitzim, or let's say gimel beitzim. So the halacha is, eat the tarubes. Now, in all tarubes, the halacha is, if, let's say, somebody will be married, heter, with chelek, and the tarubes will be in the ratio of kazayis v'diacheras pras, let's say, according to Rashi, so the kazayis is half a beitzo, and dalet beitzim is pras, so it's in the ratio of 1 to 8. According to the Rambam, the pras, a chotzi kikya, is gimel beitzim, and the kazayis, according to most Rishonim, is a chotzi beitzo, so memela is in the ratio of 1 to 6, of 1 to 6. So the halacha in tarubes is that if, let's say, somebody will be married chilek with non-chilek, and it will be in the ratio of kazayis v'diacheras pras, 1 to 6, so then he'll be chayav malkes and kores when he eats the whole pras, because when he eats the whole pras, all the dalet beitzim, so he eats the kazayis of the isa, it's in the ratio of 1 to 8 or 1 to 6, so it's chayav kores. So all the, but suppose it's in the ratio of 1 to 10, he's not chayav malkes, he's not chayav kores, he's not chayav malkes, not chayav kores. Now here we have a machlokes between Rav Elazar and Chachamim, tarubes chometz, whether there is a chayav malkes or there is no chayav malkes, so Rav Elazar is made that there is no kores. But he says there is a special art of kol machnetzes lo yiseh chayav. So there is malkes, and the Chachamim say there is no malkes for tarubes chometz. So that according to the Ramban and most Rishonim, the machleke between the Chachamim and Rav Elazar has reference to tarubes where it's not kazayis v'diacheras pras. It's less than kazayis v'diacheras pras. Let's say it's in the ratio of 1 to 10. Then it's certainly in kol hatir kule. So there won't be any chiyuv malkes or any chiyuv kores, let's say, v'achilev and dam and all these things there, and chayke, I mean all these things. So there won't be any chiyuv malkes. So many of the Chachamim say, here too there is no chiyuv malkes. And Rav Elazar says, in kol hatir kule, if it's less than kazayis v'diacheras pras, there is no malkes because there is no special app for tarubes, isa. Mashiachim here, there is a special app called machmetzes lo yisechelu, especially amar the tarubes chometz. So even if it's in the ratio of 1 to 10 or 1 to 20, as long as it's more than 1/60, so mele is a gives it time, so there is malakas according to it. Mashiachim the tarubes is in the ratio, let's say, of 1 to 5. So there is kazayis v'diacheras pras. So then
then even the Chachamim are made that there is Malkus and there is Chores, like in Kol HaTorah. The Rambam, he passes that like a blazer, that there is Malkus by Taruvas Chometz, but he holds that the Machlekes between Rebbezer and Rabbonon deals with the case where there is Kazayu at the Chilas Pras. So according to the Chachomim, even if there is Kazayu at the Chilas Pras, so then there is no Malkus, and according to Rebbezer, there is Malkus. Now the Kasha by the Ramban against the Rambam is, why is Chometz less cow? Can call at the country by Chometz. By Chometz there is a special art of Chomach Neser Yisachelu, so it should be no Chomot. Now, if there is Kazai Achilas Pras, how can the Chachomim say that there is nothing in Malkus, there should be in Kores? So the Pshat in the Rambam is, Enochaname, if somebody will be married Chometz with non-Chometz, in the ratio of 1 to 6, in the ratio of 1 to 6, and then he will eat up the whole Chotzi Pras with 9 minutes, so then the Rambam will be made that there will be Chayav Malkus and Kores, then there is no Bittul. But, just like in Kol HaTorah Kulei, but in Kol HaTorah Kulei, when is there Kores, let's say, by Chilev and Malkus? Only if there is, if the Taruves is in the ratio of Kazai Achilas Pras, and he eats up the whole Pras, the whole Chotzidikia, all the three Beitzim, and the three Beitzim has a Kazayis of the Chilev. Then is Chayv Kores and Chayv Malkus. But suppose he eats only one Kazayis of the total Taruves, so the Isaiah, he eats only 1/6 of the Kazayis, it's in the ratio of 1 to 6, then he's not Chayv Kores and he's not Chayv Malkus. But by Chometz, there is a special love of Chomach Neser Yisachelu, that even with the, that as long as in the Kazayis, in the whole Taruves, there is the ratio of 1 to 6, Kazayi Achilas Pras, so now the whole Taruves becomes the Chetzer of Yisair, and if he eats just one Kazayis of the Taruves, so of the Chometz he eats only 1/6 of the Kazayis, he is still Chayav Malkus. That's the Chumre by Chometz. Anyway, so this is the Pesach of the Rambam. Now then, there is a machlekes between the Keset Mishneh and the Magid Mishneh in the Rambam Shite. Now, in the case, the Rambam Shite is that if the Taruves is less than Kazayi Achilas Pras, so then there is no Chiyuv Malkus when somebody eats Taruves Chometz, in which the Taruves is in the ratio, let's say, of 1 to 10. It's less than Kazayi Achilas Pras. So there is no Malkus. How about Bali Royal Bali Matzah? So the Keset Mishneh's Shita is that insofar as Bali Royal Bali Matzah is concerned, so you don't have to resort to Tzil Vachile. So even if the Taruves is in the ratio of 1 to 10, so in each Kazayis of the Taruves there is only one tenth of the Kazayis, but Bishleimim without Achile, so in order to be Mitzure, it has to be eaten, let's say, within 9 minutes. So if it's not Kazayi Achilas Pras, so it takes him more than 9 minutes to do that. But as far as Bali Roi Bali Motzi is concerned, so there is no necessity of Tziruk. I mean, he owns it, he possesses it. He possesses the Kazayis Chometz, the Kazayis. So even if it's in the ratio of 1 to 10 or 1 to 20 or 1 to 50, as long as it gives it up, so Numele is Mitzure the Kazayis, because in the total of the Taruves there is a Kazayis of Chometz. So he said about the Holy Bali Motzi. That's the Shita of the Keset Mishneh in the Rambam. The Shita of the Magid Mishneh in the Rambam is no, that if the Taruves is less than Kazayi Achilas Pras, so not only is not Chayav, is not even the love of Achil, is not Chayav Malkus, but is not even made about Yehoi, because
because according to the Rambam, the Marimishna holds, so if it's less than the first class, so it's not that he's not Chayv Malkes, because it's Hotichino, it's not Mitzure. Then there is bit in the wrong. If it's not Kazai Achilas Pras, so then it becomes book. So Mimela is not here about Yoroi either, because the book, the Chomes becomes book. But the case of Mishnes, Pshat in the Rambam is, that even if it's less than the Achilas Pras, so then it's not Chayv Malkes for Achila, because there is no Itzil. That Bal Yoroi is either. So the Mechabra, that's the same as the case of Mishneh. So naturally he paskins that insofar as Bal Yoroi is concerned, so he's either Bal Yoroi in many Tarobos Chometz, as long as he will come, even if it's in the ratio of 1 to 10, or 1 to 20, or even 1 to 50. Of course if there is Shishim, so then he doesn't give it time. So maybe there is no Bal Yoroi. Tarobos Chometz, every more often from Bal Yoroi or Bal Yomotze, Kigein, Hamudes, Beikutzeach, Hababri, now. So what is Mudes? Mudes is a certain kind of the food that is made by mixing the Shuman Dogin together with roasted flour and water. That's Mudes. What is Kusach? Kusach Hababli is made by mixing milk and crumbs of pas and salt. And Chicha Amadi is made by putting barley seeds in water until it ferments. It's a certain kind of a beer. The whole Kayetze, the Elam, is born on a home. Is Tahubes Chomet. Aval Dovah Sheyesh Bei Tahubes Chomet. So Mele Yizei Bei Bal Yehoi Bal Yimotze. And the Mechaba Lishitose, he doesn't say Dafke if it's in the ratio of 1 to 6 or more than 1 to 6. Because the Mechaba Shiti is that insofar as Bal Yehoi Bal Yimotze is concerned, as long as he gives a time, even if it's in the ratio of 1 to 50, if it's less than, if it's not, if there's no shishim, some later tamkiyisha, so it doesn't become bottle, and there is no need for tziru, because he possesses the kazayis chometz that is in the tarubes, so he's in there. So that's why he says that every tarubes chometz, as long as he gives it time, he is able to buy your own bone mutton. The whole Hayat is able to buy a whole. I will do what she is with a good summit. When you hold a clay, if it's not a hole, if it's not whole, a clay, so in other words, it's not whole a clay, so then at all, so it's not a kind of Pesach. Can I give us a abdomen, she knows only if I cannot. Ve'ele is ha'punos mon sho'achas kidem zman ha'bio, so then it's a ruach, it's not whole achile, ha're zemut ali kaine, even though it's not mishtem achile skele, because it's not whole achile solom. Din le'nosan ha'ereis, din'nosan ha'kemach, so if it put in the ereis, so then it becomes nischach immediately, the moment he puts it in. But if he didn't put in the ereis, so then it takes at least 3 days in order to become putrid. The Minosan Eiris, Minosan Akemach, Kedim Gimel Yomim Shasabiyo, more than 3 days before Pesach, so when Pesach comes, so then it's already Nisrach, so Mutai Kaini, because it's not whole Achille, Shal Mitzat, the Yiddish, Kedim Gimel Yomim, but suppose, he made that mixture of Avivas Abdomen less than 3 days prior to Pesach. So when Pesach comes, so then it's still whole Achila Sodom, so Mele becomes Osea and is Mechuyev Nibiyo. So once he becomes Mechuyev Nibaya, Erev Pesach Lachachatzeis, even though later on he becomes Nischach, it's not whole Achila, he still has to be Nibaya, because
he became already osa b'anoye, so he has to be mibayet, even though it becomes nisrach, even if it becomes nisrach yaskel on Pesach itself. So the moment the erev Pesach and Chatzeis, he becomes osa b'anoye mideraise, because at that moment it was rolachere, but then 2 days later, so it becomes so nisrach that it's even nisrach yaskel, he still has to mibayet. So he said, so so when the Isa Chomets begin, so he becomes Osea, he becomes Mechuyev in Bio, so Mele, he is Mechuyev to Mubayet, even if in the middle of the Pesach, he becomes Nifu Macheskel. However, the Chena Kirova, Tiyevas, Peronis, והצחיקיה שנאיכה שנוסה נסיך החומץ מותר לקיימן בפסח שהניפסת שרס החומץ. Now that is the Rambam Shite. The Rambam Shite, the Rambam Shite, and the whole concept of שרס חומץ. According to the Rambam, besides the din of ניפסו מאכילס כלב, there is a special הלוך in חומץ of שרס חומץ. It has to have the צורה ונאיכה. צורה ונאיכה. In other words, suppose you wash garments with grain starch. Grain starch. So the garment has grain starch, that's chometz. And so the Rambam says you don't have to be to destroy it for Pesach. Why? Because he doesn't have the tzura of the mefo. He has the tzura of the bullet. Even though it has grain starch, which is chometz. The Ravid says, no, the reason why you don't have to be majbis the garment that was washed, that was newly washed with grain starch, even if there are some particles, you know, nikar, particles of the grain starch, nikar on the garment, it's the chil of chito. So it's because it's nifta machilas kelev. So, why does the Rambam mention? Because it doesn't have the tzura of chametz, it doesn't look like an eichel, it looks like a beged, because, you know, goats can eat even garments, can eat paper and can eat garments. So the Rambam sheet is, nifsu machilas kelev doesn't mean like a kelev. It's not that a kelev is the criteria. Nifsu machilas behim of a chayo. So in other words, it is so putrid that it's not even fit for animal consumption, so then it doesn't have the shemeich. But suppose it is fit, let's say, for goats, the achille of goats, but not for the achille of a kelev, so then it's, the shemeich is not poka. But by chometz there is a special aloche that if it doesn't have the tzura of an eichel, because the tzura be beged. So maybe even if it's not nifsum achilas kelev, so it's mutali kano lepesach. This the Rambam Shite and the Mechaber also passes the special aloche of tzuras chometz. Mutali kano lepesach sharei nifsat tzuras chometz.
Simon Tefnan Beis, Siv Beis. Hapas Asmo. שאיפשו וניצלו מלכל הכלב ומלוגמו שנסחיכו עם החייב לוויה. Suppose a piece of bread became so putrid that it's not even fit for animal consumption, even a kelev, a dog, will not eat it. So then the shemeichel is poka and you are allowed to keep it Pesach in your possession. Bugodim she keeps away son the chil of chito. Suppose you wash godim garments in grain starch, and sometimes the grain starch is particles of the grain starch are visible on the shirt, let's say on the collar, especially on the collar of the shirt. And many times you see that the starch
particles of starch are there. So of course the Mechaber has reference to such a case, because if the particles of the grain starch are not visible on the garment, on the shirt, it's only Baluah. So by Baluah there is no Bal Yoroi, Bal Yimotze. Kelim Hamutzi, even if they are Benyene, you are allowed to keep them Pesach. So he has reference to a case where the particles of the Chilef Chito are seen on the garment. So, and the Chometz, still you are allowed to keep it. Godim shekip seisom b'chilef chito b'chein yori shedopko isom b'chometz, let's say a certain kind of a glue that has chometz, even if that glue is seen, so mutali kainim b'pesach. So I mentioned yesterday that the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid says the reason as to why they can eat Pesach is because it's natural like a skeleton. But the Rambam mentions another aloha of Tzuras Chometz. It doesn't have the Tzura of an Eichel. So even if you see the particles of the Chelet Chito, it still does not have the Tzura of Chometz of an Eichel. So in Meile, you're allowed to keep it on Pesach. And the Mechaber paskens like the Rambam stam. Mutal kanei Pesach shein Tzuras HaChometz Imeres. Now the Mechaber has reference to the case where the Chelet Chito is seen, the particles of Chelet Chito are seen on the garment. Yulochei mutali dabek shkniyoreis bichalein teich lamed li Pesach. Even though it's has chometz, the noise has a certain kind of a glue that is made of chometz. So, but it doesn't have the tzura, it doesn't have the tzura of chometz. V'yesh machmirin imirem b'chutz. So there is a shita that if the particles of the chelet chito are visible in b'chutz, so then it's considered that it has its tzura of chometz. Its tzura of chometz. In other words, and there are more, as the Nezikirin point out, is machmir chatzchile, but I don't think there is any reason to be machmir. Today too, many times when you get back a shirt from the laundry, so you'll see on the shirt, especially on the collar, particles of starch. But the starch today is usually corn starch. It could be grain starch too, but usually it's corn starch. Mostly. So in Meile, we don't have to machmir in regard to these shirts that come back from the laundry with particles of starch on the collar for Pesach, because we can take it for granted that it's corn starch. We're up to Simon Topman Base C-Dalek. Now, the money that we're learning now are very important and relevant money. Dealing with Taugus, complicated to them, so we can't cover a lot of ground. So we'll just cover one seat today. Devor Shem Yisarez Bechometz ואיני נחל אודם כלל, אוי שאיני נחל כל אודם. גנטריקיה וחייס בי, what it means, something that is not whole לאחיל הסודם. It's not fit for human consumption, all together. Or, if certain people will eat it, but not all people. What does it mean? It means only chelim will take it. You know, he needs it as a medicine, so he take it, whether it's enjoyable or not enjoyable, so he'll still eat it. But otherwise not. Oy sheini nachol kol odom. Ki natrikia v'chayei tzidei. So, in other words, if something is not holy, achil asara. Afal pi shemuta likalmei, osa lo ochlei adachar ha-pesach. So even though there is no chiv of tashbisu in regard to chometz that is not holy, achil asara, but it's osa bachil. Now, the Mishneh Berurah says that when the Mechaba says Devoshen Yisara Bichomet when Michael Odom Klaal, he means it's Nichsum Achias Kerem. And that's strange, because if the Mechaba had reference to an Echel Kerchomet that is not even fit for animal consumption, so why does he say Bini Michael Odom Klaal is Ritzei Devoshen Yisara Bichomet Be'ene Apilu Machal Behemo? So, Pashtus Haloshin of the Mechaber attempts to indicate not the way the Mishneh Berurah is explaining. You see, the Mishneh Berurah applies the Mechaber to an Echol that is even Mitzvah Machil as Behemo. So why it is a Machile, that the Shem Echol is Poka? So that's the Rosh Hippah. That the Rosh Hippah is Akash Yipshah. So it's Mitzvah Banele, the Bachir in Tzotra, even though is Sheikha Sheisim Mechitim Seirim Chayavim Nibarei. Now it's beer that you make from wheat or barley, so that's Chometz Gomo, so you're Mechuyav Nibarei. V'chein Hemid Gvineis V'chalo Mishaycho Seirim Mechitim Chayav Dvar. He suppose he made cheese and it was stabilized by vinegar that was made barley beer. Now, beer itself is Chometz Gomo. Now here it's not Chometz Gomo, it's cheese. Cheese is not Chometz. But it was stabilized and curdled by vinegar, by Chometz vinegar. Vinegar from Sheikho Seirim Mechitim. So even though the cheese is 60 parts neged the vinegar, and it's so we should say it's better b'shishim, but since the vinegar, the Chometz vinegar, stabilized the cheese, it curdled the cheese, so there is a halacha dober amayni afilu be'elef libot. Now most Rishenim say, practically all Rishenim except for the two, that the halacha of dober amayni libot is only midrabanan. Midraise it is but the sheet of the Torah, however, is the Dover HaMaimit, a philadelphia bottle, is Midraise. Now here is the same aloche. According to the Torah, so Midraise it is Chometz, and according to other Rishenim, only Midrabanan it is Chometz. So this is aloche. That if his hemid gvinis, pichalo in vinegar, mishei choseir menchitim, is chayev, chayev l'baam. Mu'agu ligagel haksolim v'akiseis shemoga ha'bem chomitz. Now, not that we are mechuyev. We are not mechuyev, but it's based upon Yerushalmi. The Torah mentions it in the name of the Ravon, in the Ravon, on the basis of Yerushalmi, because one could say that this is an extra chumre that doesn't make sense. I mean, to scrape out the solim and the kiseis for any crumbs of chometz in the cracks. So even though it's not obligatory because it's bottle mail of, but it has a basis. It's not chas v'sholem, you know, chsides shel shtus, but it has a basis. There is a midas chsides. Noagu ligare haksolim v'akiseis shenoagu behem chometz, and one shouldn't laugh at it because it has a basis in Yerushalmi. V'yesh lema mashi yismichu v'im yimshchometz b'sedek shen yochei lichati tachov yatiach olov miyatit botzei kshebisitkei areva. If you have dough in the cracks of the trough, im yesh kazayis b'mokem echot is chayv levaya. If there is a whole kazayis in one crack, so he has to be mevatlet. So he's mechuyev to be mevayet, even though he's certainly mevatlet, but that's not enough, because mida rabbonon, bitl is not enough. He has to be beidik and be mevaya. So true that he certainly mevatel in his heart the dough in the cracks of the trough, and he can verbalizes it to the beetle, but midrabonon, since it's a kazayis, so it has a chshives and is mechuyev to mevayer it. Vim loy, but suppose the dough, the chometz dough in the cracks of the trough is less than a kazayis, then it depends. Im hoyo osu lichazik v'yishivri ha'arevo, if it is put in, the dough was put in as an adhesive, in other words, to hold together the fragments of the trough, so then it becomes completely bottled to the trough, and or listing b'nekef, or if the dough was put in order to fill up the crack, is bottle b'nute, so it becomes bottled to the trough. So he's not mechuyev to mevaya. V'im la, v'im loy, is chayev mevaya.